Hello, thank you so much for listening to the Reality Kids Scheduling and Communications Training. This is Anna doing your training, and I am going to be teaching you about how we schedule volunteers, how we communicate as a team, and starting off with why this is so important. So why is scheduling and communication so important? So kids ministry requires about 120 to 160 volunteers. This seems excessive since we have about 200 kids in kids ministry. However, when you think about it, it breaks down pretty well. So first of all, we basically have four teams of people. So we have first service volunteers, and we have second service volunteers, and those volunteers are split up into two more further groups, which we will call like Team A and Team B. And Team A and Team B will alternate every single week. So we have first service Team A, second service Team A, and first service Team B, and second service Team B, and they will alternate every week. In addition to that, we have a lot of behind-the-scenes support roles. So those are our audiovisual volunteers, our midweek setup team, our check-ins team. So we have those volunteers as well, and we have our substitutes. So when volunteers are not able to serve or switch weeks when they need to call out, we then pull from a substitute list, and we need a pretty long list of substitutes, or else the substitutes will be serving probably more than a regularly scheduled volunteer. So we do need a large group of people, and as a result, we need to communicate with a large group of people. Now, Corrine and I are not able to reach out individually every single week for every single position, for every single detail that's happening in kids ministry. And so we need to be able to communicate to everybody at once in a way that is heard and listened to and seen. So we try to communicate in a variety of different ways to capture all of you guys. But that requires participation on everybody's part to be listening and looking for these communications. So all that to say is that is the why. We need to communicate because we are a large team. And so communication is really important. And it may not be, we may not be able to reach out individually, but we do have many ways that we do communicate to you. So you know what's going to happen if something happens last minute, if an emergency arises, all of that. It's really important. So we are going to be going through our scheduling communications PDF or form, which is right next to the link to this audio. And if you open it, then we will be able to go through it together. So scheduling and communication. First of all, we're going to talk about scheduling. The first thing you need to know is to please download and sign into the Church Center app if you have not already done so. The Church Center app is our reality, it's a platform where we have our Reality Ventura, basically our app. It's very common for churches to use it. So when you open it for the first time, you just type in Reality Ventura or search by location, and you'll be able to find it and sign in. You are already in our system. So if you just put in your phone number and your email that you use to apply for kids ministry, then that is your account for kids ministry and your account for Church Center app. So download and sign into the Church Center app. The next thing is, once you've been placed on a team, we will upload your information into our scheduling system. So Corrine, once you go through the application process, Corrine will then input you into our scheduling system. And then she'll send out an email, and you might receive this email asking you to download an app called the Planning Center Services, but you do not need to download that app. That app is more the administrative facing app. You just need the Church Center app. Everything you need is there. Next is, when you are scheduled for your rotation, whether it be first service, second service, Team A, Team B, or if you're a substitute, you may not be put into this, but if you are on another team, you will be scheduled into the rotation, and you'll be notified through the Church Center app. So in that app, they're going to be like, you are scheduled for this date, this time, and this location for this class. And then you could click accept to say you will be there. But if you are not able to serve on your scheduled Sunday, click more and then decline and enter a reason for your absence. That will help Karina and I know what's going on in your life, to stay in touch, to check in on you, and to help us schedule kids ministry stuff in general. Next, if you know in advance when you will be out of town, you can block out future dates. Simply click on me, click actions, and click add blockout. Again, you're going to click me, click actions, and then click add blockout. Then follow the prompt to select the dates you know you will be gone. And again, you can enter in the reason why you're going to be gone. And then last in scheduling, if an emergency arises and you need to call out the week you are supposed to be serving, so say it's Monday and the next Sunday, like the upcoming Sunday, is the Sunday you're supposed to serve, but you start feeling a little sick, you wouldn't go into planning or to church center and decline, even though you've already accepted. What you need to do the week of you're supposed to serve is simply text Karina directly at the number here. It's 805-509-4117. So text her as soon as possible. And if possible, do it before Friday, so Karina has time to find you a substitute or to switch you with somebody else. Again, when you're scheduled, it's going to be through the Church Center app. If you need to call out, please do so as soon as possible. If that means block out future dates, do that. If that means text Karina as soon as possible, do that. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to try to switch you with somebody on your off week. But if that's not possible, that's when we're going to pull from the substitute list. Ideally, we would not hardly ever need to pull from the substitute list, but depending on how many volunteers we have regularly scheduled, or your guys' ability to switch will affect if we have to pull from the sub list a lot or not. Okay, the next is communications. How do we communicate as a team? Again, we have a very large number of volunteers, and so communication is very important. Not only the stuff we know or planned and coming up, but also if there's an emergency that arises and we need to make a last minute change, or there's an upcoming event that we haven't heard a lot of response to and we need to remind everyone. Communication is really important for us to move together, unified as a team in pointing these kids to Jesus. So communication is an important part of any team. In Reality Kids, we prayerfully plan and prepare for each Sunday and special event, but sometimes things do not go according to plan. Therefore, we want to make sure we are always able to communicate the plans and surprises that arise along the way. There are three different forms of communication. And we use this communication to keep us all united and on the same page. So there's actually two major forms, and then one of those forms is broken up into two parts. So the first is mass communication. We communicate to everybody at one time, two different ways. The first is through newsletters. At the start of every unit in our curriculum, which is about every 3 to 6 weeks, we send out a Reality Kids volunteer newsletter where we will update everyone on upcoming events, curriculum, and other vital information. So in those newsletters, we'll say, hey, this is what just happened, and this is where we're heading. This is where we're learning in this next unit. And this is the upcoming events that we have planned. So that's what the newsletters are for. Big, mass, sweeping information to know kind of what's coming up. The next under mass communication are text messages. When a single important piece of information needs to be communicated, we will send a text message from our Reality Kids texting number, which is 805-321-1954. Again, it's 805-321-1954. And you are welcome to respond to those messages. So these text messages are really important. Say that we have an event coming up and we want to make sure that everybody who wants to serve at that event or be at that event gets fed, then we need them to respond. We will send out a text message directly, and you can RSVP there and different things. So that is how we communicate to everybody, is through newsletters and through text messages. If you respond to our text messages, they will not go to everybody. It's sort of like a texting subscription. So please do not stop the messages at any point until you're like done serving for the season or whatever. So don't stop them, because those are really, really important. And then lastly is individual communication. So if you would like to receive a text from me, Anna, or Karina directly, you can text, if you would like to text us, you can text us directly. Curriculum and content is my realm. So as the kids ministry director, I do the what are we going to do, when are we going to do it, how are you going to do it, where are we going to do it, which I might have already said. So any of those questions, curriculum and content, you can text me. And then for all scheduling and communication where that is concerned, you would text Karina. Karina is the kids ministry coordinator, and she does the who. She makes sure everybody's schedules work out so that we can safely receive as many kids as possible on a Sunday without, Lord willing, having to combine any classes or closing a class. So that is it. That concludes our scheduling and communications training. I appreciate you for tuning in to listen, and I look forward to seeing you on Sundays.